you stand on this side, all right, it is, and I'll recommend it like this. Okay, all of your, how many of your four wants to do? We had six wants in the section, and three minutes coming from the crowd, right? This is Louis, man?
Yeah.
Here's what that is. This is Rick Rowan and his wife, Pat.
Let's see, with the wire, let's go to the back. Look out here. Mark, hold on, your wife. All right, good.
Mark said, Mark?
Sorry, four organizations, you got an address. You got 24 organizations, oh, I see, and that, right, good, they choose.
Tom, you look?
That's my sister, but one of our people, I don't, over, really, I don't know, I don't get from that.
Yes.
I know, they say that, but Carol's recently here. Little Mary. John Butler, also, okay, I'm a veteran, it's also a young man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be trying to help him, sure, okay.
Then, what's your,
this is definitely, this is my lobby. Definitely was, one of the men was wounded over there in the group, and, he was considered dead when he bought off his boat, and I think that, he's not really well off, he's up to a man, he, or some, for, oh, yeah, oh, officer, yeah. Were you married at the time, and you got the report?
2 weeks, we get a rumor of our,
We're all, hey, oh, where are you from? And then you have, and why?
You grew up, yeah, oh, you got, you went out there, you married, you did, my name, my trouble.
Yeah.
Well, that seems hard, you got all the men, and the wives, and the women, to have them, now, we're just, we got a middle place, so.
We get to see everybody that's coming, are you like, are you made all of there?
Lucky.
So, and I saw this group here, she saw, and I see a lot of them, I guess. I can tell them, so. Well, I wanted to show you this, that I learned of this group, just created, and come in. It's rather ironic that you're in here on the day that Renee Davis is supposed to be running. But the fact that you,
him serve there, and then we're going to go back and help the people there first, and really demonstrate so clearly and outwardly what it's all about. We lose sight of it. It's been a long experience and difficult, and we read about the back of the engaging genocide and indiscriminate bombing and all that sort of thing, you know, and all over the place. Well, we all know that never is a great power, a huge power, such restraint as we have. That's why it's taken so long. That's why it's so difficult. And now, at the present time, the important thing is it's going to work. Yes, we have problems there. We would prefer the election. Yes, the election, but as I pointed out, you did a meeting with the United Nations yesterday. You realize that the United Nations today, only one-fourth of their presidents and prime ministers were elected. One-fourth. So what I mean is not that we don't like it, but we prefer that threat. But democracy is not the easy system. It takes many years to develop it. And in Vietnam, they at least have opposition assemblymen, they have opposition senators, they have some opposition press. But the most important thing is that at least they have a chance to develop without having the communist system, in which there would be no elections. The choice is really between some elections or none. And between a hope for elections and no hope for elections. And here's, as all of you personal with background, when we think of those people and put it in that smaller context, we all realize that what happened in North Vietnam, I was in Vietnam in 53 and in Hanoi and all over the country, but the first actually before the partition. I was back in 56 under refugee camps. I know that you know that the North Vietnamese, the communists took over North Vietnam, that several things happened. That 60,000 were executed. The Catholic Bishop of Da Nang estimates that 750,000 were starved to death in slave labor camps. And we know that a million came south, and refugees from south. Now, let us see what would happen if we were to get out and, because of, it's not just a little bit too soon, a month too soon, 3 months too soon, 4 months too soon, this is what I heard about it would happen. One of the things that would happen for sure is that everything that you have served for, some people have died for, would be lost. But let's forget that. What does it do to them? Well, you can be very sure in a matter of a few months that what has occurred in North Vietnam would be as nothing compared to what would happen in South Vietnam, because these people line up. And for better or worse, they line up, you know, on, I guess, the continent, the Vietnam. So that's one side of it. But beyond that, anybody that's visited that country, and I've been there a few times, I served there, you have. These are good people. They deserve a better fate. Oh, sure, they sell drugs to our guys, and they steal, and they, I guess you can find a sugar crush and all that. In Asia, it's kind of a way of life.
In fact, would be killed, and they realize it, and they know it, if their country loses.
total.
Naturally, you all understand, if you put, military in an interim, and there's some of your reaction.
Yes, sir.
They're trying to earn this money. Sorry, I mean, are they earning boys or coming up more money? And, you know, if she's, if they're not married, and more of the girls, and she got, the others, and this and that, and so that is a fact on the local people. But, I feel that, you feel that, from what you read into the, at least most of the people realize there, that.
Like, they are, we're trying to do something.
They don't have a good day, because we all have.
Sure.
That's the people. I saw, we were lying out there, as a matter of fact, of course, we didn't have any guns, and we were outside of a.
Yeah.
Compound there, so we actually relied on our friendship with the Vietnamese as our security, the two, Vietnamese women that cooked for us and washed our clothes.
We wanted them over.
Would tell us when, you know, when we could cough and be in trouble or not.
Would you like that Vietnamese dress they wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vietnamese is a girl riding a bicycle, now, that is quite a sight.
We love our lives, right?
Yeah. They taught me, I was there in 1956, I think, I was told that, the Vietnamese mother tells her daughter at the time she's pregnant, that she is to carry herself like a swan. I mean, they have a marvelous posture.
Now,
I must say, just so that our American girls will have no doubt about it, and I'm not an expert in this thing, but I did see the Vietnamese clothing, because the Vietnamese women are actually not all that attractive. But I have never seen clothing that does more for, shall we say, a figure that isn't particularly spectacular than Vietnamese. I mean, that is really
superior.
You don't know.
You know that.
So, the other thing to note is that, coming back to us, that I think the fact that you have so vehemently indicated that, I mean, by administrative much of it, there are the many Davises, and I understand their attitudes and all the rest. But the fact that you have come back, that there are about 2.5 million Americans, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, etc., that went out there, they did a job. Most of them didn't like it much. I mean, nobody likes the service too much, and it's pretty tough at times. Some of them were killed, but most of them, they did their jobs, and they did it well, and they're not ashamed of what they did. And it's our job here to see that what they did not fail, is not a fail. And I can assure you that not only are we going to, we are ending the American involvement, we're going to end it in a way that the South Vietnam has a chance to survive, and we're going to get our field out of this thing. So it's going to work. And that's why we've got to keep this bargaining strength, you know. That's why you just can't have these silly congressional resolutions saying, we'll get out regardless of what you do. You give our POWs back, leave it to that, everything is lost. We would have a dollar show.
Representing their people at our back home, the press rather, entertaining their boss. I mean, we kind of come under so much criticism as veterans with the press angle.
Yeah.
That we're made out to look like those that have appeared in magazine articles, the Radicals, the Dope Addicts, and that sort of thing. Sure. It is a burden, and we hope that we're counteracting that.
Well, you are. As a matter of fact, there's just an urban, there's an inherent character of decency in the men who serve this country in difficult times. And never has the younger generation been tested by more thoroughly. And in my view, never has a younger generation come through as well as they have. Never has a war been fought at all. Never have we had a situation where the public opinion at home was so badly divided, the senators and Congress were damning the American fighting man and so forth, what he was doing. He was a sadist, he was a horrible person, all life, my way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you go out there and you find out. I mean, for example, I used to go to the projects, as you know, the Marines, the Army, everybody, you had all your projects, you adopted the kids and the cities and the towns and fine and all, whatever they wanted, and help them with their rights, etc. All these things contributed millions of
networks won't use it. One interesting thing that happened to us was, well, if we called ourselves a Cadillac commune while we were there, partially because we thought if we gave sort of a leftist sound name, we might attract a little more attention.
Very good.
And we did it towards the end. The New York Times came out to see us in the last day, but most of us were back in Saigon. Some of us went back to Cadillac to show Gloria Emerson, the correspondent, the site of the commune. And we later came back to Saigon, and she talked to everybody, where she spent the whole day trying to get us to indicate that the reason we had come back was because we felt guilty about war crimes that we committed over there. That we felt some sort of mea culpa situation.
Of course.
And,
because she falls out.
She, sure. And she's
she is a, total bitch.
Well, as a veteran, I think we're all very concerned about that.
Really?